Welcome to Matters of the Heart podcast with Rashonda, Thursday's Tip Edition. Do you need some advice? Need some ideas to improve a specific situation, whether in the world around you or just an individual fix? Well, that's what Thursday's Tip is all about. I don't just tell you how to do it, but I'll always offer a couple of tips on things you can do to succeed in the process. Thursday's Tips are geared towards making us feel empowered, starting from the inside out. So, what are you waiting for? Come on in and let me share a couple of tips with you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Thursday's Tip episode. You're listening to the Matters of the Heart podcast with Rashonda. On this platform, I talk about inspiration, motivation, wellness, and mind peacefulness here. I share experiences, advice, and knowledge to help you as well as myself improve our life and learn more. And the content is always 100% positive, or as I just started saying, or your money back guaranteed. Welcome, everyone. I'm so excited you're here today. Thank you for joining me today. So today's topic is being a friend to have friends. Being a friend to have friends. Those of us who grew up listening to rap music in the 80s may remember the group Houdini. Their song Friends portrayed the complexities of love and the beginnings of friendship. We could all strive to be a little friendlier. To be able to make friends, you must first be friendly. It can be hard to find a friend to relate to, right? But what if you don't have the friendships you desire because your attitude prevents you from having them? Are we aware of how to be friends? In my story today, I offer a few tips about making friends, even if you don't particularly want them. So listen, stay tuned. I'll be right back. Almost every person has heard the phrase, life can give you lemons, and it's true. But what happens when you need to make lemonade out of those lemons and no one is there to help you do it? The truth is, that's where a true friend comes in to help us navigate life's hits, boomerangs, and punches so we don't get swept under the rug by them. The search for a friend that you can relate to can be quite challenging. And even though this is not an easy task, because we all come from different backgrounds, have different personalities, hurts, habits, or hangups, we all need someone to lean on when life throws us those curveballs. My childhood was spent mainly as a Lone Ranger. Like literally. I remember maybe one or two friends in fifth or sixth grade, but other than that, I was mainly a loner. Despite my desire to hang out with the popular kids, I didn't quite have the popularity to do so. And despite wanting to hang out with the smart kids, I couldn't keep up with them either because I wasn't smart enough, okay? As much as I wanted to hang out with the pretty girls, I did not have the right looks to do that either. So, as far as I could tell, it seemed as if I was not enough for anyone, not even the kids who resembled me. The thing is, at least some of them had at least one friend. Unfortunately, I did not have any. As a result, I formed a wall that triggered resistance and anger. In my early 20s, I acquired friends, but I noticed that my attitude towards them was mean, harsh, and rude. Whenever they wanted to hang out, I found a way to bail out, and when they wanted to talk, I dismissed them. Is that what I had become? I was the girl who couldn't make friends due to my appearance and etc. Now I was being the bully in a friendship. My behavior towards those friends mirrored how I had been treated. My past hurts and the negativity that sprang from them prevented me from establishing friendships. So, if you feel you need friends or want to become friendlier, I have four tips to help you overcome unfriendliness, okay? And these are going to go really fast. Tip number one, put the past behind. Forget the past, remember the lesson. Oftentimes, we are unable to move forward in life or in our relationships because we are still stuck in the past. Thinking about what happened before, who did what, and why keeps you in a negative state of mind, which leads to failure. Getting over your past and the people who were part of it is the only way for you to move forward if you truly want to do so. Tip number two, kiss hurt goodbye. And Charlie Brown said, goodbye always makes my throat hurt. I love me some Charlie Brown. In addition to old wounds and previous hurts, another thing that keeps us stuck is the word hurt. That word alone keeps us from opening up to new experiences. I have heard people say, once hurt, always hurt. And they hold on to that mantra throughout all of their relationships. The truth is, hurt is your enemy. And as long as you hold on to it, it will remain with you. Okay, we're back. Tip number three, make your heart available. There is a time when you must open up your heart again in order to be able to accept new things and let go of old things. Once you decide to move forward, it is not easy to do, but it allows new things to enter and old things to leave. Do not allow your heart to become a placeholder for old things to remain in your life. And this is the last tip, tip number four. At the very least, try and try again. You know, Aaliyah had a song back in the day called, "If at first you don't succeed, you know, dust yourself off and try again." That was like one of my favorite songs by her. But it is important to try something new before you decide you don't want to deal with the anxiety of opening up to something new. So it's important to try something new before you decide you don't want to deal with the anxiety of opening up to something new, okay? You have to try it first. One of the best things you can do for yourself is to give it a shot. There is a saying that says, if at first you don't succeed, try again, okay? Sometimes the third, sixth, or eighth, or even the ninth time is the charm. So as we conclude today's tips, I hope you will give them a try of your own in the future. I hope you will not only use them when it comes to establishing new friendships, but also when it comes to establishing and maintaining a healthy relationship in general, you know, okay? The Bible says a man who has friends must himself be friendly. So my friends, starting today, decide to let go of whatever hurts you're holding on to from the past and choose to become the type of friend that you would always wish for, you know, yourself and for others. You know, another thing the Bible says is do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Okay. I know this is a Thursday tip. I know it's not a Sunday word, but it is true. And that doesn't mean that people will actually treat you the same way that you treat them, but we should treat people in a way that we would want to be treated. So in other words, I'm going to treat you good because that's how I would hope or I would want somebody to treat me. Now, despite of whether you treat me good back or not, you know, it doesn't matter. What matters, and my mom used to tell me this all the time, it's what you do and not what they do. Okay. So that's what that little scripture means. But you got to let go of the past. And you got to choose to become the friend that you always wished you had or that you always wished that you wanted, you know, for yourself or for others. And in the event that you do decide to open up, you'll be so much glad that you did and that you've done so. You'll be able to see your life start to take a positive turn and turn into something beautiful, something great, and something positive. I promise you, will be glad you did that. The only way to allow it to do that is to open up and allow it to seek out new opportunities and relationships. So you got to let your life open up. You know, once you your life start opening up, then you'll begin to see things in a different way. Okay. But you'll only see it in a different way when your mind and your heart decides to change. Well, that's all the time I have for today. Remember, there's a new podcast every first Sunday, which is hashtag Sunday's Thoughts or Sunday Word. There's also a Thursday's Tip podcast episode every second Thursday of the month. So if you like episodes such as this one, make sure you listen and subscribe. It's totally free. I promise you, I'm not charging you nothing. Put your time. And whatever platform you're listening on will let you know when there's a new episode available. Whatever works for you, works for me. All right. Take care, and I will talk to you again soon. That was it for today's episode. I hope you were inspired and feel positive vibes whenever you spend some time with me, Rashonda, and the Matters of the Heart podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to join me next time as we dive deeper into our spiritual, mental, and physical journey. You can follow Matters of the Heart podcast on Facebook to stay tuned for what's coming next. Feel free to share the episodes while you're here. Also, stay with me by subscribing wherever your favorite music and podcast stations reside. And as always, watch your heart, because its actions will follow. Thank you for listening.